Joined by the head coach, Kevin Stallings. I know you must have great pride in the character to come back and fight from 16 down, but great frustration that they weren't able to find a way to finish it.
Well, it wasn't my frustration's not with the fact that we didn't finish it, because we've been great at finishing games at the end. My frustration was how we started. And my frustration was the fact that I didn't have us apparently prepared enough to take care of the ball, and seniors, not, you know, not freshmen, seniors, to play the game the way the game has to be played in order to win a tough game on the road. So that's my, you know, that's my fault, and I just got to figure out a way to get those guys to stop turning the ball over.
Down 16 in the second half, what changed to get you back in it? What did you do differently, or what did they do to get back in it?
Well, we got them to turn it over some, and we made some shots and executed and took good shots, and then which I thought was kind of the same thing we had done, you know, at the end of regulation and overtime, and then at first overtime, and then second overtime, we took some bad shots and didn't get the ball to the people that needed it, and I think we thought the officials were going to bail us out or something. I don't know, again, we lost that game in the first, you know, the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we fought hard. Our guys have great character and they're great fighters, and we fought hard and came back. But we were beaten to the punch. We were out fought and outplayed, and again, that's my job, to not let that happen.
It seemed they did a pretty good job on not letting Shane get very many easy looks or handles today.
Yeah, they did, and you know, he complied with them. You know, they just handed us the stat sheet, Joe, and our three senior starters had 16 turnovers. So, you know,
22.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not. We can. You know, we can go play my son's JV team, and we're not going to fare very well if we don't start learning how to take care of the ball better.
The other one, obviously, is the rebounding stat that's very one-sided.
Yep, we got worked on that, and we just, you know, it's just a I don't know. I guess it was just one of those days. I've got to have them more ready to compete, more ready to play, more ready to take care of the ball, and so that's the lesson I hope that we learn today.
Both times in regulation and in the first overtime, you had to score to force the next set. Talk about the play you ran at the end of regulation and then the one you ran at the end of the first overtime.
Well, the play we ran at the end of regulation, if I recall, we were down three. Mm-hmm. And it's just an old play that I got from a high school coach in Decatur, Illinois, when I was recruiting a player there. And we hadn't used it, and we haven't used it in a couple years, but it's just kind of one of them that's in the book. And so we drew it up in the timeout and got Shane a pretty good look at the basket and got him a three. So then at the end of regulation, or at the end of the first overtime, We had called a play and we did a poor job of executing it, which that's, you know, that's okay. And then Darshan drove, and I think he got a shot blocked a couple times, and AJ ended up with the ball and got it in the basket. Mm-hmm. With a second or two to go. So, you know, sometimes they work. You know, we had one that worked real nicely and mm-hmm. one that kind of broke down and didn't. But fortunately, we found a way to get it in the goal both times.
Did you feel, once you got the game into overtime, that the advantage was on your side? Did you ever feel that way?
Well, I thought it could be if we would jump out the first couple minutes of the overtime. But, you know, even, you know, when you turn the ball over like we turn it over, you're not going to do anything consistently. I don't want to sound negative and all of that, because our guys have done a great job. We're 16-1, mm-hmm. but. You're not going to go into tough environments and win if you have two or three possessions in a row where you throw the ball away. And that's what we did. We just repeatedly threw the ball away, and we could never get any flow going offensively. So we were never able to establish, you know, we would miss the first of two free throws. You know, you look down, we're 16 of 25 from the foul line, and you know, the right there is a difference, you know, where if we make our free throws like we normally do, then we can win the game. But we didn't, and we've got to have better preparation. We have to have better toughness and better mindset when we go into an environment like this. Again, for whatever reason today, I didn't have them prepared for it.
Talk about the younger guys, their first reaction in here, because it seemed like a couple of them, Darshawn played, I think, pretty well. Keegan seemed to give you some good minutes as well.
No, they did in the second half in particular. I thought Darshawn was pretty good throughout. I thought Allen was really good throughout. I thought Allen gave us played a great day for us. But again, when you come into this environment, you know, it's really, I've said this before, it's those five guys that start the game that are going to, in most cases, win or lose a game for us this year. That's the way. I would say that none of those five played up to their where we need them to play. And it's a credit to how much fight they've got within them, because fight-wise, after the first 10 minutes, we fought like crazy. And that gave us a chance to win, but our play wasn't good enough. Our fight was good enough, but our play wasn't good enough.
All right, Coach, thanks.
All righty.